that reduction. Now, electrolysis is related to the redox processes we'll look at in the second semester, which will be voltaic electrochemical cells, and that the electrolysis cells are the complete opposite. So we'll first start with a regular voltaic cell. So here we've got an anode producing some electrons. Those electrons then are going through the wire, ending up at the cathode. And on this side here then, we have got copper 2 plus floating around in solution. That copper 2 plus picks up those electrons and plates shiny copper onto the surface. Now, to provide the electrons over this side, we have got a tin anode forming tin 2 plus in solution. So in the mix, we obviously would build up a higher concentration of tin 2 plus with time. We would deplete copper 2 plus with time, so the salt bridge ensures that we maintain electrical neutrality in each beaker. So that's a regular voltaic cell. In this case here, with a combination of tin 2 plus tin and copper 2 plus copper, the voltage that would be measured is 0.48 volts. So the electrolysis process then is simply the reverse of that. So now we're saying that the process that's sitting over on the cathodic side is now looking at the tin 2 plus tin couple. Over this side, at the anodic side, we're now looking at the copper 2 plus copper couple. Now at the anode, you see back here, the anode then is producing electrons which appear at the cathode. And the electrolytic cell, it's the same deal. The anode is producing electrons which are being picked up as the cathode, so the definition stays the same. The difference is that the sign on the anode and the on the cathode changes. So in a voltaic cell, the anode is producing electrons, so it's negative. In the electrolytic cell, we're actually having to pull electrons off this copper anode. So it's the external power source here which is greater than 0.48 volts, which is actually pulling the electrons off here, leaving it positive, pushing them down the cathode. And at the cathode, we're carrying out that reduction where now the tin 2 plus picks up the electrons and plates the shiny tin on the surface. So that's the essence of electrolysis. So this one always works, but it costs you because you have to have a power source here plugging in some current. We're driving a non-spontaneous reaction. So if we look at the voltaic cell, the voltage that comes out of the cell can be calculated by looking at the voltage on the cathodic side, characteristic half cell voltage, subtracting from it the voltage for the anodic side, and we intrinsically will get a positive value for the cell voltage in a voltaic cell. So this indicates that it's going to be a spontaneous reaction. In the case of the electrolytic cell, we end up with doing the same expression, but now when we put the voltages in, we generate a negative value for the standard cell potential, and a negative value for the standard cell potential tells us this is a non-spontaneous reaction. We have to drive it using our external power source.